clear, elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
We're going to get to one of those crucial conversations. Pornography is a public health crisis that is impacting individuals, relationships, and society in really devastating ways. It's become increasingly prevalent. People are grappling to find solutions for themselves, for loved ones, for their communities. The upcoming Utah Coalition Against Pornography Conference will provide support for those plagued with the harmful effects of pornography. Clay Olson is one of the keynote speakers for that conference, and we'll talk about where society is with pornography and what we can do to lessen the hold that pornography seems to have on society. And Clay joins us on the line now. And Clay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Boyd.
You are the co-founder of Fight the New Drug and an important keynote speaker in this conversation coming up this week. Give us kind of a baseline piece first. It's one of those areas that, to me, has been surprisingly pushed aside. As we focus more and more on the problems with social media, it doesn't seem like we're talking nearly enough about something that used to be really front and center in terms of the harmful impact of pornography.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that youth today are faced with a number of different challenges that are unique to this rising generation that previous generations didn't have to deal with nearly to the same degree. And so it's true that there's a lot of conversations, very needed and necessary conversations happening around social media, around screen time, around mental health issues. And pornography is right in the mix. And the challenge is that all of these are so interwoven and interconnected, and they influence one another in significant ways. And more and more individuals at younger and younger ages are being exposed to this adult content, and that's having a very real and, in many cases, devastating impact to the development of those individuals and those youth as well as adults. So it's something that is a required subject for us to pay attention to as we look at ways in which we can move forward in a more healthy direction as a society.
Yeah, and it is so important. We all have to figure out how that plays because it impacts every single area and every level of society. This is not just young people out there exploring. And we've talked a lot about the fact that, you know, we'll bubble wrap our kids, you know, so they go out on the playground and won't get hurt. But we let them carry around the internet in their pocket with no thought at all. How do we have a different discussion around that? And then looking at pornography specifically in terms of the impact on young people?
Yeah, we need to let go of the notion that we can completely protect our kids from the exposure to pornography throughout their adolescence. It's just not going to happen. It is not a question of if, but when and to what degree. And so that reality, if parents will kind of recognize that reality, it will help them start to navigate a more healthy direction and a healthy conversation around this, that we remove shame, which has been shown to only perpetuate the very struggle that you're trying to avoid and magnify it. So and make an already complex issue even worse. So as we look at this and we help parents recognize that this is a reality, this is something that, and this didn't used to be the case, but the parents and teens are using oftentimes the very same word, pornography, to define two vastly different things. When parents think about this word, they think of, you know, what was available in their day, which was very different than what is currently being available. In fact, I was doing a presentation in Pittsburgh for a college for Pitt University. And one of the freshmen came up to me and was very grateful for the message that I had shared on stage. But he asked me a question that has sat with me since that time. And he said, well, now hold on a second, Playboy, that's not pornography, is it? And it just kind of shed light on the fact that, again, the rising generation have such a different definition as to what we're describing. Mm-hmm. And the parents recognized and knew what kind of exposure they had, we've collectively been looking at how we can address this in a more healthy manner. Typically, when I talk to parents, there's kind of two different audiences. There's one audience that is just like pitchforks in their hands and they're ready to kind of storm the castle.
Yeah.
And the other group is thinking that this is not a big deal. It was around when I was a kid. And there's this middle ground that we need to kind of help people to. We need to kind of calm some parents down to say, hey, look, this is a reality. Just because your child has been exposed doesn't mean that they're an addict or that they will develop into becoming an addict. And there are ways to navigate and help them recognize more and channel that energy in a more healthy way. Whereas the parents that think that this is no issue, having a different conversation with exposing the research, the mountains of research that are coming out around the impacts on individuals, relationships, and society, so that they can recognize that there are consequences that go outside of morality and belief systems. There are like scientifically validated consequences that we need to be really paying attention to.
Yeah, the absolute predictability of consequences, I think, is where we have to get the conversation to. I know coming up this weekend, the event will be on Saturday this week. People can get information about that at utahcoalition.org, utahcoalition.org. And I know there's a whole host of speakers. You're one of the keynote speakers there, Elder Dale G. Renlund, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, along with a number of podcasters and influencers, people who have been in this area from family services to those who are just working in the trenches of the impact of all of this. I love the theme for the conference, this hope, help, and healing, not an impossible dream, that whether you're faced with someone in your circle that's dealing with a pornography addiction, or whether it's just helping to create space for young people to be able to really thrive and reach their full potential. Give us a couple of the things that you hope people will walk away from this conference empowered to do.
Yeah, the number one thing I want people to understand is that this is not a conference that is gloomy and dark and heavy and difficult, and you're leaving just kind of with a heavy emotion in your stomach. This conference, as it has been in the past, and especially this year, as we're coming together with some incredible speakers, will be filled with hope and healing and happiness, and it will really empower individuals to leave not with just some good knowledge, but also some very tactical and helpful tips on how to proceed in a more healthy direction, whether that be for your own journey, whether that be for your child or your loved one, your spouse, or just from a societal perspective of how can we collectively link arms and move in a better direction. So this is for anybody who recognizes that this is a challenge, whether you're struggling or whether you just, or whether this is something you just want to get involved with. Come, be a part of it, be a part of the solution. You're going to walk away feeling very hopeful about the future.
Yeah, and there's so many ripple effects to all of this. And I know, Clay, you've been in the middle of a lot of these things that happen beyond just the pornography itself. We do know that the Supreme Court just issued a ruling not too long ago that they would not block the Texas law requiring age verification on pornographic websites. Really important thing in terms of what gets done legislatively, what gets done legally, what gets done community, what needs to be done right at home. You've also looked at some of those ripples in terms of sexual exploitation and some of those downstream things that impact individuals, also just the mental wellness impact. Just in our last 60 seconds here, just give us one more thing that we all should think about today as it relates to pornography.
Well, again, this is not something that cannot be addressed. This is not something that cannot be overcome. The narrative or message that this is just a societal ill that is just going to plague us forever, or it's a struggle that you individually will have for the rest of your life. These are not, these don't have to be the reality. And there's so much evidence to suggest the alternative. And so, again, I think the main message that I would send to everybody right now is that there is hope.
Yeah.
And that we're seeing it. We're seeing it manifest in communities. We're seeing it manifest within individuals by the hundreds of thousands as we interact globally with a massive network of people that are all moving in this direction.
Fantastic. Clay Olson, co-founder of Fight the New Drug, a part of the Utah Coalition Against Pornography Conference this Saturday. You can check that out at utahcoalition.org. Clay, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's a crucial conversation. We got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable conversations. That's one space we all can lean into and really make a difference. That wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for top of the hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.